We'll talk about Marasayin. We'll start with the Shulchan Aruch, Yeridea Simon Samach Vav, Siftes Dam Dogim, Afal Pishu Mutter, in Kovtso Bekli, he collects the dam into a receptacle, also Mishum Marasayin. Lefichach Im Nikar, Shehumi Dogim, Kigon Sheishbo Kaskasim Mutter. And we'll soon see that the Shulchan Aruch is going to apply this in Siman Pei Zayin to the case of Chol of Isha, and the Rambam to the case of Chol of Shkedim, and we're going to have an Iser of Maris Ayin. The basis, the source for this Shulchan Aruch in Samach Vav is the Gemara in Krisus, and the Gemara there establishes in the name of Rav that on Daf Chaf Alpha Amid Beis, Omar Rav Dam Dogim Shekinso Osur. So Gemara asks, why is that so? We have a brisa that says the Dam Dogim is Mutter. So the Gemara answers that since it's Kinso Bekli, therefore it's Osur. We'll soon see Rashi how he interprets this Gemara, but that is the source for the Shulchan Aruch here. And we'll take a look first in the tour here in Pei Zayin, and the Beis Yosef in Siv Dalid, Kosov Barash B'Betshuva, Mistabra, Sha'osur, Levashel, Bosar, Bechol of Isha, Mipnei Maris Ayin. The Rashba wants to apply this halacha of Maris Ayin to the case of Chol of Isha. So to be a vashel basar b'chol of isha, that's asur. That's brought down here in the Mechaber, in Siman Pei Zayin, Siv Dalid, asur levashel b'chol of isha mipnei maris ayin. Fine, that's what we have so far. The Darkei Moshe, the Ramah, on the tour, asks the following question. He says, Tzorech Iyun. He says, Hare Afilu Becholav Behema Tmeya Mutal Levashel. If we're worried about Maris Ayin, then in the case of Cholav Behema Tmeya, which clearly looks identical to any other Cholav, I mean, that's the whole problem with Cholov today, with Stam Cholov, that it might be from a non-kosher animal. How do you know the difference? And yet the halacha is, l'chor that it's mutu levashel. And why not apply the principle of Marisayin? He says, afilu basar chaya v'of b'cholov tahora. Hoil v'eno ele midrabanan. Is kolshkein b'cholov isha. The less baby Shemaris Ayin. How could this be that if we're worried about Chol of Isha and we're worried about Basar Of, we shouldn't be worried about Chol of a Behemoth Tmeya? And this cash on the Rashba actually makes it to the Ramah himself, and he says, V'nira Lefi Zeh, if you have an Iser of Maris Ayin and Chol of Isha, Kol Shkein, the Osur Levashel Chatchila B'chol of Tmeya. We don't find that there's an Iser of Bishel B'chol of Tmeya, but if you go like the Mechaber here, which is based on the Tshuvas HaRashba, that in the case of Chol of Isha, which is Eino Nikar, you know, you can't tell that it's Chol of Isha, and you Asur Bishel, then how much more so in the case of Chol of Tmeya, which is Mamish Cholav. You know, Cholav Isha maybe looks a little different, but Cholav Behemoth Tmeya is identical. Oh, for example, Basar Tmeya, again, the meat itself is cut up into pieces. You can't tell that it's from a non-kosher animal. And yet, if you cook it with Cholav Tahora, it should be Maris Ayin. And that's more or less the conclusion of the Ramah here, based on this psak of Chol of Isha. The Taz tries to defend the Rashba, because the Rashba in Torah Sabayis explicitly is matir bishul of cholav tmeya with basar. Velo zachar shum iser marasayin. The same Rashba who in Chuvis mentions that cholav isha is a problem of marasayin with regard to cholav beimet tmeya, he doesn't have a problem of marasayin. Veniral anius daiti, the Taz suggests an answer that would reject the kal v'chomer of the Ramah. Nira delo gazu mishum maris ayin el demidi de kosher lachila kol echad l'chut di oz dome lebosatar v'cholav tahar. Again, it's hard to understand in terms of maris ayin what the Taz is talking about. The Taz cannot deny that cholav behemah tmeya looks identical and even more than cholav isha to any cholav. How does the roed know that it's not basa b'cholav, or if it's basa behemah tmeya with cholav behemah torah? How does the roed know the difference? But he says that the only reason they made this gzera was because if you take something that's mutter and you take something that's mutter and you cook it together, that's doma lebasa b'cholav. But once you start with something that's asur, then there is no maris ayin. Right, we'll leave this taz for later. Maybe if it's Hashem, we'll come back to the taz. Now we want to talk about cholav shkedim. And here we go back to the Ramah in Sif Gimel. The Ramah says the following: Nagu lasos cholav mishkedim, right? Almond milk. This is very common today. You know, you have powerful milks of different sorts and creamers and everything else. And meinichim ba basar of. And yet the Ramah says, even though cholav shkedim looks like cholav, nevertheless, you can allow a mixture of basar of with cholav shkedim. Okay, I'll skip a few words in the Ramah, and then aval basar behema. However, if it's not basar of but basar behema, then the Ramah says you have a requirement, a precondition. You can't take this basar behema and mix it with cholav shkedim unless you fulfill the following condition: yesh laniach etzal cholav shkedim. Next to the cholav, you have to leave the shkedim mishum maris ayin. Kemoshen is barley el besiman samach vav leinyon dam. Just like in dam, we saw the dam dogim. If it's taken up in a kli, we have to put the kaskasim in there in order to make a heker, so people will know that it's dam dogim. Otherwise, if you don't have that, then the dam that's collected in this receptacle is asur mishum maris ayin. The same thing we have in the case of cholav shkedim with basar behema. We have to leave the shkedim there as a simon. However, with regard to basar of, the Ramah is matir. Why is the Ramah matir without any simon? Says the Ramah, hoil v'eino rak midrabanan. In the worst case scenario, if the person thinks that you are taking milk and cooking it with chicken, so you violated an isa drabanan. And an isa drabanan does not engender maris ayin. That seems to be the pshat in the Ramah. How do I know that that's the Pshat in the Ramah? I really don't know that that's the Pshat in the Ramah. But that's the way the Shach understands the Ramah. Klomar, he explains the Ramah by saying the following: that in the case of Basar Of, lo dami lidogim. Why isn't it similar to the case of Dam Dogim? Because there, Hasam Dam Gufe Iser Midaraisa. Hilko Haroa Omer, the Roa is going to think that achil dam behema, he's eating the dam of behema, shasim midaraisa. Aval basar of becholav, basar of becholav mamish. That's even in the worst case scenario, if the roer, the onlooker, mistakenly thinks that you took what? Real cholav mamish, not cholav shkedim, and you cooked it together with of. In any event, hu midarabanan. And there's no maris ayin if they're suspecting you of a violation of an isa drabon. The shach in the remainder, the balance of this very long sif vav, says that the Rama is very difficult. But before we see his questions on the Rama, let's just point out that he makes a very, very valid point. He says, what does the Rama mean when he says, Umeinichim ba basar of? What does that mean, meinichim ba basar of? You mean you could interpret the words of the Rama that he's talking about pouring chalav shkedim onto a cold piece of chicken. But that's not the case. Says the Shach lefi zetzach lomar, if the Rama is going to be consistent, it might be bishul. We have to be talking about a case where he's actually cooking the chalav shkedim together with the basar, because he lav hachyafilu basar behema leka isura doraisa. Like the derech bishul asra Torah, and therefore ain't tzarich laniach shkedim. If the Rama is requiring shkedim, then he can only be requiring shkedim when there's a chash of marzayin atu adoraisa, which would only apply if there's bishul. So even though the language of the Rama is a little bit difficult, because he says meinichem ba'basar of al basar behema, no, you get the impression he's not talking about bishul. But the Rama l'shitaso must be talking about bishul, because otherwise we're not talking about maris ayin of a deraisa, but rather maris ayin of a derabbanan. But moving on in the Shach, he quotes the Marshal. The Marshal says that you can equate basar of and the requirement of putting the shkedim there as a simon with dam dogin. Why? He says, even though you'll tell me, well, basar of b'chol is only derabbanan, but he says afilu b'midi derabbanan chayshin lemaris ayin, that there's no difference between an isa doraisa and an isa derabbanan. In both cases, there's maris ayin. And he says, we see this b'kama duchti. So actually the Shach, as far as I can see, quotes two sugyas as a raya. And then the finale writes, v'hocha mashma b'duchti tuva. He says there are other sugyas, many other sugyas that would indicate as well. Let's just go quickly through the two sugyas that the Shach quotes explicitly. The first is a sugya in Shabbos Daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis. And there in the sugya of Bamebehema Yotzeis, we have the problem of Maris Ayin if the animal is being led with its zug, Afal Pishu Pakuk, meaning that normally when we hear the bell, you know, the bell of the around the neck of the animal, we assume he's taking the animal out to the marketplace. Here it's pakuk, so the bell is not making noise, but nevertheless the Gemara says it's asur. Why? Because michsi kimandi ozel chinga. Rashi says once he's got the bell around it, it looks like he's going out to the shuk limkar. So in the worst case scenario, he's being accused of what? Of mekachu memkar. So the Shach says vahainu maris ayin. The Gemara establishes that we're afraid, it looks like he's selling it. And yet, afal pisha isur mekach umemkar b'shabbos eino ela midrabbanan. There's no malach involved. There's no violation of a doraisa in mekach umemkar. And therefore we prove from here that there's marasayin even on an isur derabbanan. Then he has a second proof. B'chein muchach lehejer b'tosus b'ksubis b'perek afal pi. So the case over there is that he has a pipe, he has a tzinor, and if the tzinor gets clogged up, then it could literally flood his house and he'll lose a great deal of finances. And what happens is, this tzinor on Shabbos is clogged up. And if it's clogged up with asavim and the like, the only way you can get rid of it is memachon. And the Gemara says that mishum hefseid mamon, they were matir this isa drabonon of memachon, meaning memachon, if he crushes these leaves, these grass, it becomes mefarig. But since he does it with his leg, that's called kilachar yad, and a melacha kilachar yad would normally be asa min rabonon. Here will be matir it Mishum hefseid mamon. But the Gemara says it's only mutter bitzina, but it's not mutter befaresia. So if it's in public, then people will suspect him of violating an isur of memachon, and therefore there is an isur maris ayin. The only question is, how then could we be matir bitzino? We have a rule that maris ayin is also not only befarhesia, but also bechadrik hador bitzino. So the Tosus asks this question in Masechta Ksuvis, and Tosus says, V'hadi amrina b'chol mokom, shosu chachom dey maris ayin, afilu bechadrik hador asur, hainu dafka be'isur malacha d'horaisa. For example, the Gemara says you can't take wet laundry and hang it out to dry. People will think that you cleaned it on Shabbos and you violated Melechas Kibbutz Doraisa. In that case, we're going to answer it even in the privacy of his house because of the principle of Chadri Chador. Aval Hacha, but here, Lo Yiru Ela Melacha Kilachar Yad, Dahavi Dirabonon, Vlo Gozu Rabonon, less or b'chadri chador. It's very interesting that the Shach quotes Tosfos, because if not for Tosfos, you have the sheet of the Ran. The Ran holds that the person who's looking and sees you crushing all these asavim with your foot, he doesn't realize that there's a din of kelachar yad. He thinks your mamish violating a malacha mefarik. He's too much of an ignorant, you know, he's too ignorant to know the lumdus of the difference between kelachar yad and the p'tur of Melechas Machshavos. He doesn't know that. So according to the Ran, what we're afraid of is that they'll suspect him of an Isur d'oraisa. The Shach wants to prove that we're afraid that people think he's violating an Isur d'rabbanon. The Shach therefore has to prove this from Shitas HaTosus, because Tosus learns b'feirish that the issue here is that people will see him violate an Isur d'Rabbanon, and yet there's an Isur Maris Ayin. How do I see this in Tosus? Because Tosus says that since they are suspicious of him violating an Isur d'Rabbanon, therefore we can be matir b'chadrei chadorim, because when the Rabbanon asks us something because of Maris Ayin, they only ask it b'farhesia, not b'tzina. So these are the two rayas of the Shach. So again, as far as the Ramah is concerned, to defend the Ramah against the Shach, if we go backwards, we'll say the following. That even if the Ramah has a problem here with Tosus and Ksubis, the Ran is not in Ksubis, it's in the parallel sugya in Beit Sadaf Tes, the Ran says there that we're dealing with Marasayin Otu Adoraisa. But as far as the Gemara and Shabbos is concerned, here we have a very interesting answer from Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger in Masechta Shabbos says the following. When you take an animal and lead it in a chatzer, and people will suspect you of leading it to the shuk, to the marketplace, Rabbi Kiveger says that that is a violation of an Isur d'oraisa. Why is that so? So Rabbi Kiveger says that there's an Isur d'oraisa of Shvisas Behemto. And if he'll take it out to the marketplace, which is in Rishus HaRabim, then taking the animal and leading it from Rishus HaYochin into Rishus HaRabim is an Isur d'oraisa of Shvisas Behemto. Okay, others want to say that it has to do with a masui. I mean, it's more complicated than that. But be that as it may, I'm not sure if these two rayas of the Shach are absolutely convincing. Well, that's the issue. In Maris Ayin, if they suspect you of violating an Isur d'oraisa, then even the Ramah agrees that that's Maris Ayin. So if you're cooking what looks to the onlooker as basar b'chol of mamish, meaning basar behema, that's Maris Ayin. If on the other hand the onlooker suspects you of violating an Isur d'rabbanon, says the Ramah, that's not going to come under Maris Ayin. Maris Ayin atu d'rabbanon is it. If in the case in Masechta Shabbos, the onlooker is suspecting you of carrying the animal into Rosh Hashanah, that's a violation of an Isur d'oraisa, meaning Shvisas Behemto d'oraisa is an Isur asay, and this has nothing to do with the Ramah. The Ramah would equally agree that there's room for Maris Ayin in the case of the Isur Shvisas Behemto. In the case of a guy doing this whole act of being Mamayach, the Asavim in the Tzinar, That, according to the Ran, means you're suspected of an Iser Doraisa. Okay, that's as far as the Rayas of the Shach are concerned. What I would like to understand is what is the machlokas here between the Ramah and the other poskim. When I say the other poskim, the Shach points out it's not just the Marshal, but it's also Haskama Sachronim, and then I have here in parentheses Shuvra Isi Boliyadi Sefer Be'er Sheva. He was really from the early Achronim, and he also paskins that there's Maris Ayin in the case of Basa B'cholov. That's the Shach. So what is the machlokas here between the Shach and the Ramah? Would there be Maris Ayin Otu an Iser Dirabon? So I would like to analyze with this question with you, and I want to start with the Nesivas HaMishpat. There's a famous chiddush in the Nesivas HaMishpat, which I think could be very, very helpful for us in our sugya. The Nesivas HaMishpat is mechadesh a gevaldige chiddush, which is amplified by the Achronim after him, about the fundamental distinction between an Iser D'oraisa and an Iser D'rabbanan. We know that there are differences as far as Sveikas are concerned, possibly even as far as the Shem Rosh is concerned, with someone who violates an Iser D'rabbanan, would it be Posseliedus Midoraisis, Posseliedus Midrabbanan, what's the status of the Shem Rosh? There are differences that we know. But I would say that those differences are more technical and secondary. The Nesivas comes up with what I call a fundamental difference between an Iser D'oraisa and an Iser D'rabbanan. And the Nesivas says the following. If a person violates an Iser D'oraisa b'shogeg, he needs kapara. If it's a chiyuv kares, he'll have to bring a korban chatos, and if it's a chiyuv lav, he'll have to do tshuva, and Hashem will be machaper him. Hashem yislach lo. Michlal de boy kapara. But says the Nesivas, a person violates an Iser D'rabbanan b'shogeg, he doesn't need kapara at all. And the question is why? Why is this distinction between a D'oraisa and D'rabbanan so fundamental that a kechapen afkemina whether you need kapara? That seems to be a pella. Comes along Rav Yosef Engel in his famous work, the Asvin D'oraisa, and he tries to analyze this Nesivas. It's very fascinating, his analysis of the Nesivas. He wants to claim the following. I'll read to you a little bit of the Lush. He says, Bir Hadavar, the Iser D'Rabbanan, the Isuri D'Rabbanan, and Isuri Gavra. All Isurei Torah are Isurei Cheftza, but Isurei Derabbanan are Isurei Gavna. She'ein b'divrei Chachamim. See, I would have written it slightly differently. I don't know if this is what he means. I would say, Ein koach b'yidei Chachamim. But he says, Ein b'divrei Chachamim k'dei l'shanos es ha'chefetz mikfi shehu v'lekovo b'guf ha'chefetz mahus shel Isur. The Rabbanan did not have the ability to convert a heter into an iser, a chefzer de ter into a chefzer de isura. Ella, shame gozrim al ha'adam, lasos o shalo lasos dover ploni. But there's no real maisa vera in the gufa chefetz. That's the fundamental difference between an iser de Rabbanan and an iser d'oraisa. Therefore, bishogeg, if a person violates an Iser D'Rabbanan b'shogeg, is Eido Tzorech Kapara. Why? If he violated an Iser D'Oraisa b'shogeg, then he did a Maisa Avera. And on that Maisa Avera, even though it was done b'shogeg, he needs Kapara. Aval b'Iser D'Rabbanan, kol Isuro Ela al Ha'adam. The only Iser is that he's not listening to the Chachamim. But Kevin Shalasev lo kavana. But if he did it without kavana, he had no deliberate intention to rebel against the Chachamim. Is ein kan avera klal. That's Mimanafshach. Bitoris of Maisa Vera, he has no Maisa Vera. Bitoris the Sagavra, that he cannot undermine the authority of the Chachamim, he's not doing so. He's a Shogeg. Velonis Kavin Lavra al Dirich Chachamim is therefore loss of Klal, loss of Klum. Now the Achronim don't all agree with this Nesivus. And the Bar Plukt of the Nesivus, who brings many rice against the Nesivus, is Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan Inspector. And he holds that an Issa Drabbanan requires Kapara, even B'Shogeg, the same way that an Issa D'Oraisa B'Shogeg requires Kapara. Meaning, that according to Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, the Rabbanan are authorized, or they have the power to engender an Issa Chefta. They can create an Issa Chefta. And truth be told, the logical evidence weighs in favor of Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, and I'll tell you why. If the Rabbanan could create a Chefta de Mitzvah in the case of mitzvahs, why can't they create a Chefta de Surah in the case of Isurim? Now, how do I know the Rabbanan could create a Chefta de Mitzvah in the case of a mitzvah? Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah Yochiach. I mean, all the dinim of a Chefta Shal Mitzvah that apply to a Sukkah because of Lashem apply to a Ner Chanukah as well. There's not a hair's breadth of a difference. The Rabbanan could create a Chefta Shal Mitzvah. Not only that, the Rabbanan could create a Maisa Mitzvah. How do I know that? Because the Rabbanan have a bracha on a Maisa Mitzvah. Truth be told, that's Machlokes Amoraim in Masechtas Sukkah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is of the opinion that when you implement a Mitzvah the Rabbanan, like Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah, and Megillah, you recite the bracha al mitzvah zakenim. There's no specific bracha according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi for any mitzvah d'rabbanan. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that every mitzvah d'rabbanan gets its own bracha. So I can say Hashem kitshon mitzvah sovetzivana lahadlik ner Chanukah. Aye, what's lahadlik ner Chanukah? The answer is the Rabbanan created lahadlik ner Chanukah. So the Rabbanan could create a heft of the mitzvah, a ma'isa mitzvah. But Rabbanan, they can do the same thing in a heft of the surah.
Sorry, I was.
No. But let's think about the Nesivus for a minute. If it's not a Maisa Vera per se in the case of a Drabbanan, but rather it's just when I violated Drabbanan, it's a means, so to speak, to undermine the Chachamim, and therefore it's an Issa Gavra. So maybe we could come up with a very interesting nafkamina based on this nesivus with regard to a shvuah. The din is that if you take a shvuah not to eat nevela or treifa, so ein shvuah chal al shvuah, because on an isa doraisa we certainly apply the principle of mushba v'yomeid me'ar Sinai. However, what would be if a person took a shvuah on an Issa D'Rabbanan? Would we say Mushba V'yome V'yar Sina on this Avera? Meaning, if there's already a Shmua on this Maisa Avera, I can't take another Shmua on this Maisa Avera. At Sinai, I took a Shmua on this Maisa Avera. But the Nesivus, I think, would claim, Bamed Varma Murim, when is it a Maisa Avera? It's only if it's D'Oraisa. But if it's D'Rabbanan, D'Rabbanan can't create a Maisa Vera, and therefore as far as the Shvuah is concerned, you're not taking a Shvuah on a Maisa Vera, and the Shvuah should be able to be Chal. I'll give you another Nafkimina. Ein Mevatlin Issa L'Chatchila. Right, I can't take a piece of Nevela and throw it into two pieces of Heter, I mean, assuming it's not Chatich Rul Iskabe, and be Mevatl Perov. I can't do that. What about an Issa D'Rabbanan? So this is Sugya. At the beginning of Beitza, what about Eitzim Shenoshim and Eilim B'Yontif? Right, I need my Eitzim, which I prepared Erev Yontif for Hasaka. But now I have a mixture of Eitzim Shenoshim and Eilim, which is Nolad, which is Muktzah. So the Gemara says, Marbol of Eitzim Uvavatlo. Frank Tosfos, what do you mean marbol of eitzim avat? Lo ein avat l'nisa l'chadchila. Tosfos says that mukta is only derabbanan. So what if mukta is only derabbanan? Therefore, I can be mavatel mukta l'chadchila. But according to Nesivus, I think it's beautiful. What Tosfos has in mind is that the rabbanan never engender a chefta di sura. The halach of ein mavat l'nisa l'chadchila applies when you take a chefta di sura and you mavatel, you throw it into a tarovus of heta. Here, you're not doing so because there's no chefta di sura. The rabbanan don't create a chefta.
Does a neder create a heft of the Yisura?
Yes, absolutely. So, for example, if you would take a neder on an Issa Durabbanan, would the principle of Ein Issa Chal Issa apply? Before I saw the Nesivus, I would have said, what difference does it make? As long as it's Asur, it's Asur. Whether it be Doraisa or be Durabbanan. But now the Nesivus is saying that the way the Rabbi Yosef Engel understood him, that the Issa is not inherent in the Chefta, it's just an Issa Gavra, then that's like the case of Sukkah Alai, right? You can take a ned there that this Sukkah is Alai. You can't take a ned to Yimvatel and Mitzvah. The answer is the Mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah is a Chovas Gavra. But Neder is a Chovas Chefza. So the Mitzvah of Sukkah leaves room for an Issa Chefza in the Sukkah. I'm just giving an example. I'm just saying that Eim Avat L'Nisla Chathila means to take a Chefza Disura and throw it into a pot of Heter. Tosis says that in the case of Mukta, that's allowed because it is the Rabbanan. What sense does that make? Why would the halach of Eim Avat L'Nisa L'Chadchila be suspended with regard to an Issa like Mukta? Tosis says it's the Rabbanan. Then there's a fascinating Tosis in Masechta Kiddushin. You know, there's Machlokas Tanoim about Chulin Shenishchetu Bazar. About Shchutei Chutz. We'll see how it applies to Chulin Shenichshu Bazar, but let's say Shchutei Chutz is, according to Reb Shimon, Shchutei Chutz is Mutter. And Tosis wants to know if you're Makadish and Isha with Shchutei Chutz. So Tosis says, well, Shchutei Chutz, even according to Reb Shimon, is also Mirabbanan. And if it's also Mirabbanan, what are you giving the Isha? And Tosis says, Nein. Since it's a new chiddush of the Rabbanan according to that shita, therefore you can be makadish and isha. Or, for example, the Brisker Rav wants to know: let's say chametz during Shach Hamishis, you know, the 2 hours before Knesset Pesach is chametz is aser mirabban. So the Brisker Rav wants to say that the Rabbanan only aser the gavra, and therefore the nafkamina is you can be makadish and isha. When do you say? That is, again, the Brisker Rav is assuming that Chometz Durabbanon, right, the Shos Doraisa, for example, Chometz Nuksha, according to Maniyam, it's only Durabbanon, you cannot be Makadish and Isha. Why? Because there it's a Chefta Disura, albeit Durabbanon. That's more like Rav Yitzchak Elchanan. Well, maybe Chometz is different, but be that as it may, but if it was Erev Yontif and the Rabbanon Asad Shah, that's not a Chefta Shal Chometz, there's no Chefta Disura, you can be Makadish and Isha, even though it's also Durabbanon. So I was thinking, maybe in the light of this machlokas between the Nesivus and Rav Yitzchak Elchanan about the nature of an Issa Rabbanan, perhaps we could talk about Maris Ayin. Rashi in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Samach Dalet Amid Beis, Rashi says, Kol she'asru chachamim mishum Maris Ayin, says Rashi, shelo yachshedu be'isur. In other words, the pasuk says in Bamidbar, "V'yisem nekiyem me'ashemu miYisrael." Right, a person, if I can say it this way, has to worry about his reputation. That's what it says, "V'yisem nekiyem." So Rashi says that Maris Ayin is an institution to guarantee that no one will be choshed you. Your reputation is at stake. So I was thinking the following. When is your reputation at stake? When you violate a Maisa Vera? This is the Ramah Shita. The Ramah Shita, if he's standing together, you know, shoulder to shoulder with the Nesivus, again, I'm making that assumption, is the Ramah is distinguishing between Maris Ainon and Doraisa, Maris Ainon and Drabonon, because when it comes to being Choshed a person, the Chashad that would undermine V'yisem Nekiyim has got to be a Chashad on a Maisa Vera. and you ate, let's say, basar b'chalav d'oraisa. If you ate basar b'chalav d'oraisa, that's, you know, or it looks like basar b'chalav d'oraisa. For example, you took chalav isha and you cooked it with basar, and the onlooker thinks he suspects you of being over basar b'chalav d'oraisa. That's a real maisa vera. And if you ate the basar b'chalav, again, it was only chalav isha, but he doesn't know that. He thinks that you violated machalas asuras with the cheftu d'isura. Says the Nesivis, but there's only a cheft in a disura in the case of an isur d'oraisa. Is Memela says the Ramah that the halacha that the Rabbanan are worried in certain cases because it looks like an avera. They're worried about v'isa and nekiyim. That's called maris ayin. That's only when it looks like a real maisa avera, when you really ate basar b'chalav. But if, according to the Nesivis, isurei the Rabbanan do not engender, the Chachamim don't have the koach to engender a Maisa Vera and a Chefta Disura. If that be the case, says the Ramah in Isurei D'Rabbanan, there's no Maris Ayin. Because in the worst case scenario, what is he suspecting you of? He's not suspecting you of eating a Chefta Disura, of violating some Avera.
The person who's saying doesn't know if it's Chefta or government. They're assuming that he knows it's a government.
No, what I'm suggesting is that the Rabbanan had to decide the parameters of Maris Ayin. Says the Ramah, they decided that the parameters of Maris Ayin go up to, but not beyond, an Issur D'Oraisa. So I'm trying to rack my brains. Why would the Ramah say that an Issur D'Rabbanan doesn't lend itself to Maris Ayin? So what I'm just suggesting is, you know, I don't know whether the Roed knows that it's an Issur D'Oraisa or an Issur D'Rabbanan, but let's assume that much knowledge he has, just for argument's sake. So he knows that I'm violating an Issur D'Rabbanan. On an Issur D'Rabbanan, there's no din of V'is and Nekiv. Why not? I mean, at the end of the day, I have to listen to the Rabbanan. I mean, V'yasisa k'chol sh'yerucha. But the answer is, V'yasisa k'chol sh'yerucha does not make you into an Avarion. That's not something that undermines the Yisem Nekiyah. That's what I'm just suggesting. If that be the case, what about all the Achronim who disagree with the Ramah and they assume that there's Maris Ayin even on an Yisem Rabbanon? The answer is Poshet. They hold like Rabbi Yitzchok Chanan. They hold that the Rabbanon, in fact, have the power and the authority to create a Cheftza Nisura and a violation of a Maisa Vera. And therefore, if there's a Cheftza Disura and a Maisa Avera, then it comes under the halacha of Maris Ayin. And what I'm suggesting is that it could be, and Marty, maybe you'd be happy with this approach, that those who argue with Ramah hold that it doesn't matter whether you violate an Issur Gavra or an Issur Cheftza. At the end of the day, even an Issur Gavra is enough to undermine the Yisem Nekiyim. And therefore, there's no reason to limit the halacha of Maris Ayin to Doraisis. But Rabosa, I'd like to suggest another pshat. I would suggest that perhaps the machlokas here between the Ramah and the other Achronim is not about the nature of an Issur D'Rabbanan in general. Leave that out. Maybe they're arguing about the nature of Basar B'Cholav in the case of Basar Of. What is the Issur D'Rabbanan of Basar Of B'Cholav? And I think we could offer two different definitions of the Issur Basar Of B'Cholav. So again, I might assume that as a general rule, the Nesivis is right. Kuliyamalo pligi. An Issur D'Rabbanan in general is an Issur Gav. However, Basar B'Cholav shiny. Basar B'Cholav is different. Basar Of B'Cholav, excuse me, right? Because Basar Of B'Cholav, again, before we get to the Ramah, is an Issur Basar B'Cholav. What the Rabbanan did is they said that Loshna Of, Loshna Behema, we Aser Of just like we Aser Behema. It's a Cheft of Basar B'Cholav, a Cheft of the Isur of the Maisa Avera. Haraya, and I have a proof of this. The Mishnah says in the beginning of Kol HaBasar that even Basar Of is included in the Isur Halal Gabi Shulchan. Why is Basar Of included in the Halal Gabi Shulchan? Halal Gabi Shulchan is only Nisid Rabbanon. And normally the principle is we don't make a gzera atu a drabanan, that's gzera l'gzera. But the answer is this is not gzera l'gzera, because basar of b'cholav is a shtick basar b'cholav. The difference between of and behema, according to this man Rabbi Akiva, we pass like Rabbi Akiva, is not relevant b'drabanan. The rabbanan completely erased the demarcation and the distinction between of and behema, or of and chaya, right? And they said that of itself is like behema. That's what the rabbanan would do. That's what I'm saying, that although I might tell you that in general the rabbanan never went that far, in general what the rabbanan do is they create, like in muktzah, some sort of new isa gavra, we'll call it, right? But in the case of basa b'cholav with of, they they weren't, how should I say, satisfied with saying, you know what, it's an isa gavra. No, they wanted to create a chefta di surah. And I'll give you an example. Tosis, in the same place at the beginning of Beitza, says that Trumas Yerokos, which is only Drabbanan, is lends itself, he has Rayas, lends itself to the din of Eim Evat L'Nisul L'Chatchil. So the question I want to ask you is, what's the difference between Mukta, where you can take Eitzim Shel Heter and throw the Nolad into the mixture, right? And there's no Yisra'im Vatlan Yisra'im Kedok Toskas Rabbanan. And Trumas Yerokos, which is only Rabbanan. You can't take Trumas Yerokos and mix it up with Chulin deliberately and eat the whole mixture. Bima Vatlan. The answer, I believe, is that Trumas Yerokos is not a new entity. The Rabbanan are not inventing the wheel. The Torah itself has a parsha of Truma, with all the different Yisurim, Mitzachiv, Misa, Videi, Shemai, for Zarti, Truma. And the Torah may limit this to Peiros HaIlon, or according to Rabbi Shita, to Tirosh V'Yitzar, to Zeisvah Novim. The Rabbanan wanted to extend it to Yerokos. Here also, what I want to say is that when the Rabbanan extend the Heftza, and they say to you that even though the Torah circumscribed the Heftza to only A and not B, but we can extend it to B, here the Rabbanan are creating a Heftza di Surah. They are telling you that Oaf equals Basar, meaning Basar Behema, and it's a heft of basar b'cholav. Otherwise, the gzera of halah atu basar of would be nonsensical. That's the sheet of all the achronim, and therefore they would maintain that the iser maris ayin should apply to basar of in the same way that it should apply to basar behema in the case of cholav isha. There's no difference. Are you going to tell me the deceiver is about an iser gavra? No, this is not an iser gavra. Comes along the Ramah and he says, nay. The Ramah holds that Basar Of Becholav is a brand new entity. It's got its own identification. It's an Iser Bifnei Atzmo. It's not a Hemshech. It's not an extension of the old Iser of Basar Behema. And Haraya, the Ramam Shita, the Machaber Paskins like the Ramam, is that Basar Of is Mutav B'Bishol and Mutav Adnoah. If you're right, that's what the Ramah, I think, would say to all the other Achron, that here in the case of Basar Of Becholav, they converted, they transformed into Cheftz of Basar Becholav, and the Iser is inherent in the Cheftz of the Maisa Avera, then Basar Becholav engenders three Isurim, not just Achila, but also Bishol and Anoah. The answer is that they created a brand new Iser. And if they created a brand new Iser, then the Nesivus would argue that's only an Iser Gavra and not an Iser Cheftz. I don't know how they're going to deal with that. They're going to have to say that Bishol is a separate Iser, and Anoah is a separate Iser, and Achil is a separate Iser, but Achil and Basar B'cholav is a Cheftz of Basar B'cholav, and that Iser called Achil. See, the Ramah is looking at Basar B'cholav in all its elements as one indivisible unit. The other Rishonim and the Achronim were saying, no, you know, let's pick and choose. You know, we can separate between Achil and Anoah and Bishol. I mean, really, all this depends upon the sugya later of Basar Chelev B'cholav. Did you ever see that sugya? Okay, so, I mean, there's machlokas amoroim about whether you chayev for, I mean, it has to do with Rav Ashi about Kol Toeva. I don't know, let's leave that for another shir. I mean, that's not much a shir in itself. What's the relationship between these Bishol Basar B'cholav and these Achilas Basar B'cholav? Well, we could talk about it later on. But Rabosai, I thought that we could perhaps enhance our understanding of the Ramah by analyzing the sugya of Chatzi Shir, just for 5 minutes of your time. This sugya, of course, is at the end of Masechta Yuma, the beginning of the 8th parak of Yuma, Machlokas Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, and we accept the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, the Chatzi Shir Asim and Ator. Why is Chatzi Shir Asim and Ator? So the two Lashonos in Rabbi Yochanan, one Lashon is Kol Chelev, L'Rabos Chatzi Shir, and the other Lashon is Chazi L'Tztarufe. So the Achronim have a very interesting analysis of the Nafkamina between these two explanations of Rabbi Yochanan and Chatzi Shir. And they say that the nafkamin is going to be if a person takes a shvua not to eat chatzi shir. Does that come under the principle of ein shvua chal al shvua? Meaning, is there mushba v'yomid mar Sinai on chatzi shir? According to Rabbi Yochanan, let's say not. But according to Reish Lakish, not. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, l'chora mushba v'yomid mar Sinai. Oh. See, Achronim want to say, and I heard something very, very similar from my Rebbe in the name of his father, Rav Moshe, that Chatzi Shir, Yesh Lachkar. What is the nature of Chatzi Shir? Is Chatzi Shir the same Isur as the Shir Shalem? Meaning, if I eat Chatzi Shir, Chatzi Zayis in the Vela, basically I violate the Isur Nevela, according to Rav Yochanan. Or no, it's an Isur Klali. All Chatzi Shir forms one general Isur. See, Achronim want to say the following. Here's the nafkamina between the two explanations of Shitas Rabbi Yochanan and Chatzi Shir. In the case of Chelev, which Rabbi Yochanan derives from Kol Chelev, so there the Torah extended the Shem Chelev to include even Chatzi Zayis of Chelev. So when I take a chatzi zayis of chelev and I put it on the table, that is a chefetz of chelev. And therefore, if I take a shvua not to eat the chatzi shir of chelev, is ein shvua chal shvuiz mushba v'yom mar Sinai. But if on the other hand I go with chazi l'tztarufi, then chazi l'tztarufi is not relevant to the particular Easter that I have, where it's the Velish Trefus Choshkotzim or Matzim, but rather some sort of general Easter Kloli of all Easter Chatzi Shir. So when I look at this Chatzi Shir Nevela, what I see in front of me is not a Chatzi Shir of Nevela. I'm not violating an Easter Nevela. I'm Mushba V'Yomed on all the categories of Easter which the Torah created, but not on Chatzi Shir. Oh. So I would like to use this shtickle Torah as a keresh kvitza, as we say, for the following. If you assume that chatzi shir chazi l'tztarufi means we're afraid that if we allow you, the Torah is afraid. You see, this is what you call ha-Torah asa so siag l'dvareha. Right? There are a few cases where the Torah itself made a siag. That's Avista Rav Nosson about Bal Yerov, Bal Yomotzi, and Chametz, and about the Yisur Yichud, and so forth. So if you say the Chatzi Shir Chazi L'Tzarufe means that I ate a half a Zayis, and who knows, I might get another half a Zayis, and I'll put it all together, that's Chazi L'Tzarufe, then basically it comes on the Gzeira Shegazra Torah L'Dvarim. Now, when we come to the Rabbanans, certainly, we're inclined to believe that every Dirabbanan is a Gzeirah, Asus Yag LaTorah. That's what it says at the beginning of Avos, right? And insofar as it's a Gzeirah, it comes under some sort of general Isur of Gzeiros Chachamim, and it doesn't take on a specific character and a specific Shem Isur. That's how we generally would understand a Gzeirah Dirabbanan. But I would like to suggest that within the constellation of Gzeiros of Isuri Derabbanan, there really are two different categories of Isuri Derabbanan. There are Gzeiros, of course, but then there's a different category. And with Saberet HaOzen, I'll quote to you the Rambam. Again, I don't mean to make an equation here. I'm just using this essay here as a pedagogical tool to convey my message. The Rambam in Perek Chaf Alf Milchus Shabbos Nemar Vatorah Tishbos Afilu Midvarim She'enom Melach Chayv Lishbos Mehem Udvarim Harbe She'asu Chachom Mishum Shvus Mehen. Now the Rambam takes Shvus and he subdivides it into two categories. Mehen Dvarim Asur Mipnei She'em Domim LeMelacha. The Rambam says that there are two types of Isurim that come down to Shvos. There's one Shvos from a Gzera, okay, that's classic. If you do X, you'll do Y, right? And if, let's say, for example, you know, you'll sell things on Shabbos, you'll come to write it down in a Shtar. Or if you climb up on a tree, you know, you might come to pluck fruit off the tree. That's a gzera. But then there are things which the Rabbanan classify as domim amalach. And I would like to suggest, Rabosai, that in Maris Ayin, we may have possibly a new category of an Isur d'Rabbanan. What the Rabbanan are doing with Maris Ayin is that they're taking a gzera and they're redefining it. They're transforming a gzera into a domel and malacha. I don't mean malacha literally, because we're not talking about malacha Shabbos. But what they're doing is they're saying that what you're doing is domel to the Isur d'Oraisa. And if it's domel to the Isur d'Oraisa, it might have the shame Isur d'Oraisa. Only midrabbanan, obviously. And therefore we could suggest that in certain Isurei d'Rabbanan, for example, Bosa V'chol, according to Shar Achronim, not the Ramah, what we're doing is we're classifying Bosa V'chol not as a gzera, the way we did with Chatzi Shir, if you hold Chazil, it's Tarufe, which is a gzera, and it doesn't have a Shem Iser, but rather Mishum Domeh. That's the fact that the onlooker, the spectator, will think mistakenly that what you're doing is you're violating the Isur Basa B'Cholav, that itself is Shiurim in Domelo. And if we have a Domelo, then even an Isur D'Rabbanan could come under the shame Isur D'Oraisa. The Mashal Amayla Dover Domel, you know, the famous Sheet of Rabbi Kiveger in Tosefus Mishnayis is that the halach of Mumar L'Shabbos, Mumar L'Chil Shabbos is Mumar L'Kol Torah Kula. He claims that it applies even to Isurei Shvus, even to Isur D'Rabbanan. Meaning a person who violates the Rabbanans on Shabbos consistently is a Mumar L'Kol Torah Kula. So L'fi Anias Daiti, again you have to check the sugya very well, Rabbi Kiveger is right if we're talking about domel malacha. If the Rabbanan asserts something because it's domel malacha, then ain't chinami. For example, if you do something kalachar yad, which is a p'tur of malachas machshevas, or a malach sheinu tzricha legufa, which is a p'tur, let's say, ain't a dumi lemishkan of malachas machshevas, there it's domel malacha. So there in that case, Rabbi Kiveger is 100% correct. You are a mumar l'chol Shabbos. But what about a gzera? I don't know, Shemiyala, you know, Loyala Beil and Shemiyitlosh. I don't know. Is that Domel Tlisha? I'm not sure if climbing up a tree is like Tlisha. You can climb up a tree for many different reasons. I do it all the time. No, I'm just joking. But what I'm trying to suggest is that Rabbi Kiveger makes sense if you have something called the Malacha Durabana. Right? For example, Kol Milsa Dosru Chachom Afilu Bein Hashmash Asasru. But that would make sense if it's a Malacha D'Rabbanan. But if it's only a Gzera D'Rabbanan, then the Halacha might change. And therefore violating a Gzera D'Rabbanan is like violating any a Gzera D'Rabbanan of Shabbos is like violating any Gzera D'Rabbanan that would not make you a Mumar. When it's Dumi the Malacha and it has a Chalu Shem Yisr Shabbos, then Rabbi Kiveger says, because it's Dumi the Malacha, the Rabbanan gave it the status of Malacha. So I'm just suggesting that this could embellish our understanding of the Machlokes between the Achronim and Ramah about Basar Of Becholov. If Basar Of Becholov is just a classical Gzera, then the Ramah is right. Who says that the Rabbanan are going to eat Asur Baris Ayin onto a Gzera? But if one would suggest and formulate the Isur Basar Of Becholov not as a classical Gzera, but as Dumya the Isur Doraisa, meaning that there's a chiluf in here between Of and Behema, then one could ostensibly argue that it has a shame Isur Basar Becholov, and there's no reason why the Halacha Marasayin shouldn't kick in.
The Raya of the Shad is just Gzera. The Raya from Shad is...
So in the case of Shabbos, we don't know if you're violating an Issa D'oraisa D'rabbanan. But let's say, for example, the case of Ksubas, right? With the case of Shabbos, you mean about the animal with the bell?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that Rabbi Kivay claims is a D'oraisa because of Shvisas Behemto. But let's take the case in Ksubas, which Tosa says explicitly is only an Issa D'rabbanan. So what I'm suggesting is that even the Ramah could agree in that case that there's Maris Ayin. Why? Because that's a Melacha D'Rabbanan. Meaning to say that the Ptur of Melechas Machshev is because he did it Kelachar Yad, but in the Totsah, in the actual Chefta, it looks like Mefarik, it smells like Mefarik, it is Mefarik. Norvas, he did it with his leg. That's already a Melacha D'Rabbanan, which would engender Mumris, in which you would say, if you took a Shvuah not to do this, the Shvuah would be meaningless, even though it's only an Isur D'Rabbanan Kelachar Yad. And in which case, even the Ramah could admit that there's an Isur Maris Ayin. But here we get to the Nachas Tzvi. And the Nachas Tzvi is fascinating. The Nachas Tzvi is the same author as the Pisrei Tshuva. And if you have the Friedman Shulchan Aruch, which I hope you all have, in Os Yud Beis, he quotes the Nachas Tzvi at great length. And basically, we don't have that much time to read it through, but I'll give it to you in a nutshell. Lefian is daiti, and you'll check me out and see if he's right. He wants to say the following. Even the Ramah agrees to Shitas Achronim that there is Maris Ayin in the Rabbans. However, when the Ramah says that Basar Of Becholov doesn't require the Shkedim because it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, he's talking about someone who's cooking in the privacy of his house. And even though Kol Masha Amru Asru Chachom Mishu Marasayin Asru Afilu Bechadri Chadorim, the Chiddush of the Ramah is according to the Nachas Tzvi, that's only with regard to an Issa D'Oraisa. If there's Marasayin or to an Issa D'Oraisa, the Rabbanu went so far as to ask it even Bitsina. But if it's what? If it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, then it's only Asur Befarhesya and it's Mutu Bitsina. And he has many rayas for this, and that's what he wants to say to defend the Ramah. Kumtos, that when the Ramah alleviates you from the requirement of putting the Shkedim there, that's only in the privacy of your home. Let's say in a restaurant, okay, I don't know who goes into the kitchen in the restaurant, but you know, today they have very fancy restaurants where they bring out the food and they cook it in front of you, you know.
So now, we were talking and say that Nachlat Tzvi and Apizchi Tshuva bring the Lashon of Seudas Gdolos.
Gdolos. I guess he's inviting a lot of people.
If you're at home and you have some guests, what's the criterion?
I don't know. The Bar Yeshulchan vacillates back and forth on this point. Take a look. You know, what constitutes a Seudas Gdolos? And it's no longer Chadri Chadorim, even though it's in the privacy of your four walls. Fine. But what's the lumdus over here, Rabbi Sai? For the life of me, I'm racking my brains to try to figure out what difference it makes if the Rabbanan went with Maris Ayin and they extended it to Chadri Chadorim. So who cares if it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan? Again, if you prepare this for the Chabura, I think you'll appreciate what I'm about to say. There are two Rashis in Shas that contradict one another. Rashi, as we saw in Shabbos, says that the problem of Maris Ayin is that they're being choshed him for violating an Aver. And all the Achronim say, V'yisem Nikiyim Lelokim. Oh. However, Rashi increases. I promise you, we come back to Rashi increases. Of course, I put away the Gemara increases. Rashi says, I'll quote to you the Rashi, I think I copied over in my Ksav Yad. Rashi says, Konso b'kli asur, right, he collected the dam of fish in a kli. Haroa omer, mutar lechol dam. Rabbosai, there are tzvei dinim in marasayim. And a briska like me is very excited about it, tzvei dinim. There are two osrim in marasayim. There's no stira between the two rashis. Both are correct. One osir is the maisaver itself. People see you are violating a maisavera. It's so dumya, it's so similar to the original Doraisa, that after a while, maybe you yourself will get confused. Like, what do you say before? How much of a London is it? That's one machayev. And what does it mean that people will come to violate an avera? So what? What's so terrible about that? Why do I have to care if you violate an avera? What's that called? Lifneiver, correct? Lifneiver lo sita mikshal. You are creating a mikshal, and eventually it might be even a mikshal for yourself. The fact that somebody else might copy you and imitate you and violate an avera indicates how close and how similar it is to this maisa avera. If you start with a maisa avera, doraisa, then the question is, can you extend it even beyond that? Oh. Then there's a different halacha, a different oser. And that has nothing to do with the Maisa Avera per se. It's not engendered by the Maisa Avera. It's engendered by Farhesia. The Farhesia itself is the Oser, because V'yisem Nekiyim. When you go out in public, again, Yitzchak Isaac is asking, what is public? I don't know. Maybe Asarim Yisrael for Kiddush Hashem. I don't know. But whatever it is, at that point, the Torah says V'yisem Nekiyim. Oh, says the Nachlas Tzvi. There's a fundamental nafkimina between the two. And that's as far as Chadrei Chadorim are concerned. Chadrei Chadorim has no relevance to the Farhesia, meaning to the Oser of the East of the Kiev. When do you have to be sensitive to your reputation? Because people might taint your reputation. That's only when you're out there in the public eye. What you do in private has nothing to do with anybody. But that doesn't matter. Chachomim asav arsayin even v'chadrei chadorim. Why? Not because of Yis and Nekiyim, but because of the din of Lifnei Ivel Ositei Mikshal. Lifnei Ivel Ositei Mikshal, that's a whole different halacha. That means that the Avera itself spreads, it expands itself to include anything that's so similar to the Avera, that if somebody saw you doing it, they would imitate you and they'd be violating an Avera Doraisa. If that be the case, if the Maisa Avera asks it, that's only a Maisa Avera Doraisa. But if the Maisa Avera is only Derabbanan, then the Ramah holds that there is no Marasayin. So again, Mimonavshah. The Ramah will be Matir if he's cooking Basar Of B'Cholav, and it looks like Cholav, right? Because it's Cholav Shkevin, and he's doing it in public, or as you say, Besudos Gedolos, then Enochinami, the Ramah would Aser it. That was never Havamin in the Ramah, because if people will suspect you of cooking Basar Of B'Cholav as if it were Basar Behema, then Enochinami, people are suspecting you and your reputation is at stake. The Ramah is only Matir B'Chadrei Chadorim. Also, the Ramah asked himself the question, if the case here of Shkevim is B'Chadrei Chadorim, you're doing it in the privacy of your house, what about even if I drop the Oser of Yisem Nekiyim of Farhesia, I still have an Iser B'Chadrei Chadorim B'Toras Lifnei Ivel Ositei Mikshal? Says the Ramah, the Rabbanan only equated a Maisa that looks like a Doraisa with a Doraisa. And they extended that to Lifnei Ivel Ositei Mikshal. The Mikshal is because of the Maisa Avera. Only if it's an Avera Doraisa, then we extend and expand the Avera Doraisa, and that's called Lifnei Ivel Ositei Mikshal. That's Marasayin even B'Chadrei Chadorim. But if, on the other hand, the Avera is not an Avera. Either you say it like the Decevus, or you say that it's a Siag, it's a Gzera, whatever, whichever way you want to say it. Then, says the Nachlas Tzvi, the Ramah would hold that it's not Osir B'Chadrei Chadorim at all. We can't take an Avera Derabbanan and expand it and say, well, wait a minute, it's Basar Of B'Cholav is Derabbanan. And now he thinks the Shkevim is Cholav, and therefore we should extend the Iser of Basar Of B'Cholav Derabbanan to include even Shkevim. That we're not willing to do, because the Avera is not such an Avera that we can expand it. And with this I'll conclude. The Bari HaShulchan claims, and you'll see it also in the Shach and other women, that in a case where you have maris ayin, for example, let's say you have no shkedim to put on the place, right? And he says you can't write a note, that's not good enough. He says that you could put the wrappers on the table, that is good enough. You know, this is mamish daki dakus of chilukim. So if you leave the parva krima, you know, in the thing. Well, look, if you took off the fleishiks from the table, and now you're putting the creamer in your coffee after fleishik a meal, then the shach says that that's okay. Because there's no possibility, you know, it's exera. It's a maris. But let's say in the middle of your fleishik a meal, you bring out this coffee with creamer. So the Badi HaShulchan says, leave the package that says Parva, O-U-P on it, or whatever your hechsher is in Chicago, in Toronto, whatever your favorite hechsher is, the C-O-R, and so forth and so on. But if you don't have the wrapper and you want to write a note, that's not good enough. You know, and he has many rayas for that. But that's not what I want to do. But says the Badi HaShulchan, if you have no wrappers and you have no shkedim, feed it to a chol. So he asks, so what do you mean feed him to a chol? The halacha is, the Ramban Hilchos Shabbos points us out that anything that's awesome in Rabbanan, you can't feed to a chol. I'm talking about a chol shebo sakon. He says, maris ayin kiel. I think what he means, again, he doesn't have the shprach, maris ayin kiel, because maris ayin is only an isur gavra. What he means to say is that in this context, since it's an Isur Derabbanan, the only thing you can get into Maris Ayin is an Isur Gavra that people will suspect you v'Isur Nekiyim of violating an Isur. But as far as the Cheft is concerned, since we started with Basar Of, which is only Derabbanan, we don't have the Lifnei Iver Lo Sitei Mikshel element. It's therefore it's Kiel because you'll have only an Isur Gavra without an Isur Cheft. Which Gavra do we Aser in such a case? Only a Bari, but not a Chol.
Isn't the time of the Nachas Tzvi that the Marashal would also be minded to that? Because the problem I have.
Absolutely.
With
that, according to the Nachas Tzvi, there ain't no machlokas. The Marashal falsely accused the Ramah.
But the problem is the Marashal.
It's a libel.
The Marashal's taina on the Ramah, the last taina is that it's more. It's Shaykh Tfei Lifnei Iver by Basar Of than it is by Basar Bahim.
Yeah, because Rabbi Yosef Glili is that.
Because Rabbi Yosef Glili. So how could you say, how can we say that it's not Shaykh Lifnei Iver by the Issa de Rabbanah Basar Of? If that's the time Marashal has, it's really comes from the Nachas Tzvi more than anything.
Right. So let me think about that, because I don't want to keep you. The biggest kasha in the sugya, but I think according to our beer today, maybe we have an answer, is the prach, the pre-chadosh. The pre-chadosh says there's so many cases that should have come under Maris Ayin that we don't find. You know, a case of chelev, where you eat chelev that's mutter, and it looks exactly like chelev that's osur, and so forth and so on. And the answer that they quote is that the Rabbanon asked certain things, they didn't ask the other things. So why is it that when it comes to Maris Ayin, you need the Rabbanon to make a takana to ask the Torah's Maris Ayin? And I think the answer is, it depends upon these two categories of Maris Ayin. If you're talking about Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol, that people will imitate you, and they'll come to think that you violate an Issur D'oraisa, I don't think we need a takana. You know, we don't need a Beis Din of Ayin Aleph to institute such a takana. But if you're talking about, well, the people out there are going to assume that you did an Avera, and therefore we're going to answer it, that requires a separate takonis chacham. So I believe that when the Tshuvas of Rashba took the case of the Gemara, of Dam Dogim in a Kli, and extended it to the case of Chol of Isha, he was doing it only b'toris lifnei iver l'sitei michshol. And if you read carefully the language of the Shach says, when he talks about Maris Ayin, he says that we're afraid that others will follow suit. It's very interesting. That's the svara that he quotes. He drops the ball on the V'yisem, the key. Okay, Rabbi Osai, we'll stop here.